USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans in Afghanistan are being warned to stay away from the Kabul airport due to terrorist threats tied to ISIS. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul sent out the alert early Thursday. Senior U.S. officials are reporting that the warning was related to specific threats involving ISIS and potential vehicle bombs. Vice President Kamala Harris talks about the evacuation on Wednesday.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld the death sentence for Dylan Roof, the convicted mass shooter from the summer of 2015. His target was Black American members of a church in Charleston, South Carolina. It should be noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland last month issued a moratorium on federal executions. Roof remains on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
With more on the ISIS threat in Afghanistan, Dan Naraki reports.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has issued a warning to Americans not to travel to the airport, citing a security threat from an ISIS splinter group. CNN reporting the warning was issued because of a very specific threat stream from the group ISIS-K. Intelligence officials believe ISIS-K is capable of coordinating an attack on the crowds outside of the Hamid Karzai International Airport in an effort to create mayhem in the capital city. Seth Jones is a former advisor to U.S. Special Operations in Afghanistan and tells CNBC that the threat needs to be taken seriously.
ISIS-K has shown an ability that they can conduct surveillance on targets, including ones like large numbers of people at the airport. They can get the weapons and suicide bombers and truck bombs into the area and then execute the attack. They've done this repeatedly over the past year or two, and I think the idea of targeting people around the airport right now with their American forces is a tempting target.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton led the lawsuit to the Supreme Court, forcing the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy.
So incredibly important. This is one of President Trump's, I think, greatest successes, because he had the same problem. He instituted this program because all of these immigrants were being told by immigration lawyers, hey, come to the United States, you'll cross the border, tell a border agent that you're claiming asylum, and then you get to disappear into the country for years. You don't ever have to come back. And so this idea that you have to stay in Mexico and wait for your asylum hearing is a really good idea, especially when only about 14% of these people qualify. So it was greatly successful under the Trump administration. We're hoping that reinstituting it will really help along the border.
Mr. Paxton on Fox News says Biden has no regard for the Constitution of the United States.
No, there's no doubt. He looks at the federal law as sort of his choice if he wants to follow what has been passed by Congress. His job is actually not to change the laws, it's to follow them. Whether he likes them or not, I have to do the same thing in the executive branch. He doesn't do that. He says, look, I don't have to follow the laws. I was elected president. This constitutional thing doesn't work for me. So he literally tells people not to enforce the law, and that's what's happening along the border. That's why we have such a disaster. And you can compare what Donald Trump did a year ago to where we are now. The numbers are dramatically different. The results are horrible. And it's because we have a president who literally is out of control.
It should be noted, since ending the Remain in Mexico policy was terminated by Biden, it will need to be renegotiated with Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.